three bonnet-wearing Quaker grannies offering soldiers tea and cakes were arrested in Queensland yesterday for protesting against violence and military exercises. Helen Bayes spent the night in the Rockhampton lock-up charged with trespassing. She was protesting against the Australian Defence Force's current joint military training exercises taking place in central Queensland Shoalwater Bay area. The US, Japan and New Zealand are taking part in the military training. Helen Bayes joins us now. Welcome.
Yes, thank you, Patricia.
You spent the night in the police lockup in Rockhampton, and it all began with a tea table. What did you have on the table?
Oh, we had matching cups and saucers and plates, and we had a plate of scones with plum jam on them, cakes and lamingtons, very Aussie. Mm.
Why were you protesting?
We wanted to get the message across about the importance of hospitality and dialogue and friendship, creating trust, to reduce the tensions between neighbouring nations, and to increase the chances of peace. We do believe that these methods are the way to deal with tension and to remove conflict.
You ended up in police lockup. Why did it escalate to that point?
Because there were three of us, and we went into the military base area, which meant that we were trespassing. We pleaded guilty. We knew that we were guilty of the crime of trespassing on military land, and we refused to move from there. We refused to sort of stand back from the gate. And in fact, there were some trucks that wanted to get through. But we did that completely non-violently, in a very friendly way. We were not doing any harm. We had no intention to cut any wires or anything like that.
Helen, how old are you?
71.
Is this the first time you've been arrested?
Yes.
Really?
Have you
protested like this before?
No. I've been on marches, of course, you know. And gatherings about political issues in cities and that sort of thing. But this is the first time I've done this. And it's a challenging thing to do. But I have to say, the three of us have received so much support from our friends, from our Quaker meetings, and from the gathering here at the Peace Convergence, that it's been full of joy as well, you know, and just amazing sense of the importance of what we've been doing.
People around the country, I understand, wore bonnets and posted photos of themselves on social media sites. Were you surprised by that?
No. No, I thought people would do that. I think it's great. I think the Quaker bonnet, of course, is an iconic image of Quakers in the 18th and 19th century. We don't wear those bonnets in Australia today. There are some groups in the US that do, but we wore them because they represent a 355-year heritage, a tradition of refusing to engage in war, of doing things which reduce the likelihood of war and shorten war and prevent the seeds of war being carried forward into the next situation, so that yet another war happens.
Did you get a conviction or a fine?
No, we didn't get a conviction, which was a welcome decision by the magistrate. He listened carefully to us. The three of us have been fined $500 each.
When you left the court, did you go back to the protest site?
Oh, yes, of course. When we came out of the lockup, or of the court, actually, we'd been in the lockup overnight. The police were very kind to us, very considerate. And when we came out of the court, the Peace Convergence people were greeting us with songs of war resistance and peacemaking with their banners and so on. It was really so heart strengthening, so uplifting to have that support.
I've got to ask you, Helen, did any of the soldiers take the tea and cakes on offer?
Yeah. A couple of them took lamingtons, and I think probably a couple of the others thought that wasn't the right thing to do. But we were delighted that they did. We welcomed the sense of we can engage with you. We can listen to what you are saying, and we can take seriously your point of view and enjoy the hospitality together. So that was really great. Mind you, we didn't manage to get any of them to drink a cup of tea.
Well, sometimes tea takes longer than a quick Lamington that you can shove in your mouth. Thank you, Helen, for joining us.
Thank you.
And that's Helen Bays, who was one of the three bonnet-wearing Quaker grannies offering soldiers tea and cakes, who was arrested in Queensland yesterday. You're listening to RN Drive with me, Patricia Carvelis.